Welcome to another edition of the Lentz Lowdown. I'm John Easter, joined here by Coach Joe Lentz, who has just been to a meeting today at or sectional. We'll talk about that a little bit later on today in the broadcast. But we're going to go back and talk about the Giants' wins over Center Grove and also the victory over Franklin Central, which just happened as we record this last night. It seems like we were just there, but on senior night, so a nice win for the Lady Giants yesterday evening. So, Coach, first of all, let's go back to Saturday. Took on Center Grove, a very good Center Grove team, and you got the victory. Talk about that one.
Well, we did a really nice job defensively. They've got shooters all over the place, and we were able to disrupt their flow a little bit and take away some shots. And I don't think they felt comfortable very much. They only hit two threes, which is really low production for them. And defensively also, we managed to make them eat up a lot of clock, which wasn't – obviously, when we play defense, we want to create a lot of turnovers. If secondary was that they spent a lot of time working the ball around trying to find, you know, an opening for a shot, which is also a plus, of course, defensively. But once we got ahead early, we created some turnovers, scored early, hit a couple shots early, and we had – stretched out from like anywhere from a 5 to a 12-point lead most of the first half. And then we did the same thing a little bit there in the second half. And with them having to eat up a lot of clock and being behind by that much, it actually aided our cause. It was almost like as if we were stalling. But so that was a good plus. Our kids did a really nice job on the defense and executed fairly well offensively, because they're a tough defensive team also. They take a lot of things away from you. So we were very happy with the win, a team that's been ranked at times this year, and I think that's only their fifth loss all year, and playing in the competition they play, the MIC, as well as other metro schools, it was a pretty good win for us.
Yeah, obviously there at the end, you got a chance to close it out with some free throws, so that was good to see.
Yeah, we hit some and missed some, yeah. but we hit enough, so right. That was good.
Well then, last night, of course, it was senior night for the Lady Giants, as they defeat the Franklin Central Flashes. 53-30 was the final score last night. And really good night for the seniors to honor them. But also you got to have Sherelle Newsom in the game a little bit.
A little
there,
bit.
There at the tail end. So talk about the senior night win.
Senior night is always – it can either go two ways. One, they're either so fired up, emotional about senior night that they don't play well, or – they're focused and want to come out with a great win, and we came out with a great win. We didn't shoot particularly well, but we did a lot of other things really well. Took defensively, we played well, took a lot of things away from them, created a lot of turnovers, forced their potential Indiana All-Star, Rachel Luby, into a pretty bad shooting night, and we just created a lot of opportunities for ourselves. And we executed fairly well offensively. I know you wouldn't think so with some of our shooting. We were 1-for-20 from three. But we got a lot of good looks. And like, none of those threes were really forced. Maybe a couple of them a little early in the possession, but nothing was really forced. And the kids shooting them were kids that could normally hit a better percentage. And so it was just one of those nights. But to win by 23 when you're not shooting well is a pretty good indication you were doing some things right.
Yeah, some nights it just doesn't go down.
That's right. That's right. But we were able to start Sherelle, a ceremonial start, got the tip, and she got the tip, and then officials were nice enough to call an officials timeout so we could sub for her. And then late in the game, I got her on the floor in a situation I figured we could control a little better, and so she wouldn't have to play defense or be around any contact, and that worked. And she got to come off the floor with the crowd cheering, and that was very good. And Kira Goss played a great game. Say five assists and 17 points and great defense, and Nyree Williams, tremendous defense and 10 rebounds, which was a great job on her part. So the seniors went out with a blaze of glory.
And you could see that Nyree was playing through some things last night, and it didn't look 100%, but she played hard.
Yeah, she did. She did play hard. She had a little bit of a twisted knee. I say a little bit because it wasn't anything that lasted. She was walking pretty easily, and trainers said she was just fine, and she will be practicing today.
I know that's good news, because
yes.
You know, when you saw it happen, you're like, oh no, here we go again.
Yeah,
yeah, but that is great news. And then, of course, as we mentioned, you just get back today from the sectional meeting, and that is coming up, and we'll have a chance to actually talk about what happened on the Tuesday night next week in the Lent Slowdown, because the sectional is Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. Lady Giants draw the bye, and they will get the winner of Roncalli and Perry Meridian, which will happen on Tuesday night up at Pike High School at 7:30. And then the other side of the bracket is the rest of the sectional. So as you look overall at the sectional, what do you assess with the other teams? What do you think going in to this one?
I think it could be could come down to us or Roncalli, to be honest with you. I really believe we're the two best teams, but that's why they play the games. Every team there has enough that if either one of us are not ready to play, then there could be a big upset in the making. And Southport is probably the team to watch the most, I think, because they have some elements where they can score a lot of points, and they hustle and they work hard, and they're not a great team on the boards, but they can create problems. And if you're not ready to play and getting some things to work in your direction, well, they could be a real problem. They were a real problem for us. We only won by four on our floor during the season.
Well, Coach, we'll talk more about sectional next week. Any final thoughts here on this edition?
Nope. I just hope we stay healthy, and we've got a chance at Carmel tomorrow. That would be a big win for us if we can go up there.
How could I forget?
I'm sorry. It's not tomorrow.
It's Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Yes.
Their senior night, so they'll be excited about that. But it'd be a great test for us. We're getting ready to go into the sectional.
Good chance to end up above 500 as well in the MIC.
Yeah, that would be great, too. Yeah. 4-3 in the MIC would be a good night.
Yeah. All right, Coach. Well, good luck Friday up at Carmel. And good luck in preparation for sectional as well.
Thank you, guys.